brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Holding, we'll get to talk to our special guest coming up because he can talk about any subject, talk to us in his own right. Shane in Virginia, welcome, sir. Thank you for calling.
First of all, Alex, I just want to let you know happy birthday.
Thank you. It is my birthday. Big 39. I'm getting to be old man here.
Yeah, well, guess what? I got you beat by 1 year. I'll be 40 here in a couple of weeks.
All right, brother. Well, good to have you call in. What's on your mind?
Anyway, first of all, I want to talk. I woke up about... It's sad to say that I, forgive me, I'm getting over the flu. It's sad to say that I just woke up probably less than a half a year ago. About the flu vaccines. I haven't had a flu shot since the 90s, and this is the first time that I had the flu since the 90s. The last time I had a flu shot, I got sick. Isn't it ironic, if you actually think about it, if they were actually, you know how every fall they say, hey, you need to get a flu shot, right? And as soon as everybody gets a flu shot, all of a sudden, the flu spreads.
No. There are actually studies by major governments. You can pull them up. We've done these reports. Your common sense is dead on. Where the regular flu shot actually causes the flu. That's why they give the nasal live virus first, and they admit in the literature it's actually causing. And, of course, they spread the flu themselves so that they can then scare everybody. Look, this government alone has declassified more than, I don't know, it's more than 2,000 programs, many of which were lethal, spraying lethal stuff on towns, foster kids, troops. In the old days, it was minorities because they primed the pump with, well, those are minorities. You know, let's kill them or hurt them. But now it's everybody. And it's been everybody actually for a long time in phase two. But, I mean, there's been no reparations. There's been no big investigation. It's like, oh, we apologize for doing this or that. So, obviously, why do we trust anything they're doing? Do you see my point?
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say. I mean, imagine if they were to give the flu shot in the springtime, you'd probably see a flu epidemic through the summer.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. And if you get the flu shot 1 year, it doubles your chances of catching other variants of it. That's the Canadian government's two studies 4 years ago. I mean, we already knew that. But how many people got a flu shot for the first time and got the flu a day later? I mean, even Piers Morgan got deathly ill a couple days after taking the shot. I mean, this is not a game, folks. These are not... Oh, the government and Big Pharma, most Big Pharma was in Germany under Hitler. Bayer, IG Farben, you name it. They're like, oh, people that ran the death camps, they run our drugs now. Oh, well, they're nice people. And Bayer didn't just get caught in the 40s. Remember, they got caught for 11 years shipping out millions of ampules of Factor VIII. That gave every hemophiliac or others that took that blood product drug, gave them HIV and hepatitis, and then it came out in the court documents that they knew it and, quote, didn't care. Well, it's more than didn't care. Can you imagine giving hundreds of thousands of people HIV and hepatitis? Can you imagine that, brother?
No, I couldn't. You know what the sad thing is? The sad thing is that people, they're so blind. I've been trying to wake people up. And they call me a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, everything you said is being true. And I'm not committing you as God and all that. I know you're not.
No, but I mean, it's on record about Bayer. Everything I said's on record. If it wasn't, I'd be sued into oblivion.
Yeah, I know that. And the thing about it is, I used to be a big Glenn Beck supporter. I really was. Big Glenn Beck fan. And my wife thought that I went off the limb. Now, my wife looks at me and goes, Shane, I can't listen to Glenn Beck anymore.
We're getting Glenn to come around in a lot of ways. He went through a lot growing up and took him decades to make it, and that's why he's so competitive with other Patriots and does some bad things. But, you know, overall, I think he's doing a good job, and we forgive him.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
On the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. We are the American people. And the people of the world, the sleeping giant, is awakening. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., three-hour transmission. I am Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. And don't forget, the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, is live as well. All right, we're going to go to your phone calls from the last hours. Corbin and Leaf and Larry and Chet and George, we're going to get to all of you coming up because our next guest is a syndicated talk show host, filmmaker, great researcher. He's actually filled in before as a guest host and was quite popular. We should have him back, but he lives up in Oklahoma. Holland Vanden Neuenhoff is a native of Oklahoma, formerly served in the U.S. Marine Corps as a rifle squad leader, and he's been broadcasting 6-7 years, And he also was a writer and producer on the excellent film A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 1995, the first full-length documentary examining the Oklahoma City bombing in light of new and suppressed evidence that proves the official story is a myth. Yeah. Run by the same people that brought you Fast and Furious. You know who the Deputy Attorney General was at the time. Is now the Attorney General today. And I wanted to get him on because he does have a really good intellect, a piercing intellect when it comes to researching these type of things. And I wanted to get his take on the last few, what I believe are at least provocateured and allowed to happen, prior knowledge scripting. You can see how the media behaves. You learn when it's staged. You learn when it's not. You learn when they're just not letting a good crisis go to waste, and you learn when they are behind it, or when, I mean, even mainstream media admits every few weeks they bust some mentally ill person who's been profiled with an 85 IQ, who's schizophrenic, who they've given drugs and money to for 2 years on average, who they finally convince will give you another $10,000 and the heroin or the meth when you go blow up the Christmas tree. Or, again, and then they're, oh, we busted a terrorist. But now they're flipping the script from it's Al-Qaeda, which the West openly runs in Libya and Syria and other areas, too. Gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, you name it. And the reason I was in the film Noble Lie that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted, I hope you get it and give it to everybody. Well, you heard me this last few years. I said all the Obama advisors say he needs to really get power and get done what he wants. Shapiro, you name it, in the Financial Times of London. Their internal high-level donors, people that give you like $1 million to the Democrats every year, one way or another, they got internal letters and at meetings it got recorded that, hey, we're going to blame the what they call the right wing, but they mean the real right wing, not the fake stand-in one. The libertarians, conservatives, they see that as left and right, at least in the paradigm they communicate. We're going to blame all this on him. Don't worry, he's going to get it done. And we've been told, gun owners, we killed the kids at Sandy Hook. Doesn't matter if real violent crime's down 49%. Since 1991. It doesn't matter if that is accelerating. It doesn't matter if more guns mean less crime. It doesn't matter if Switzerland's the safest country in the world and has the highest gun ownership. I saw a Washington Post article this weekend admitting that but demonizing it. They're trying to take their guns. You can't take everybody else's guns and do all this worldwide if a couple countries stand out. Meanwhile, this new cop, which I look at this, I read the manifestos, which are his online postings, what he said, it fits the M.O. of one of their wind-up toys who's into being a Hollywood star. That's what they think being a cop is. Been in, you know, counterterrorism training and all this. Going off the rails, being mad because his whole identity. I mean, just look at the photo of this guy. I've seen that eye. I've seen that look. Let me see a document cam here. It's a narcissism look. And you see the, you know, the whole way it's set up, the way the cops are so scared shooting up innocent people's cars. The way the media is spinning it, like, oh, maybe it's good, maybe it is racism. That's telling you that it's not staged. Now, they'll sure use it to push drones and police state and all the rest of it, and, you know, to sell the idea of just we'll kill whoever we want at checkpoints whenever we want. I mean, they have a bank robbery in Denver, and an hour later, they shut down a highway and aim M16s at every family in their cars. I mean, and if they killed people, it'd be good. Kill more. I mean, the proof you're a good American is to kill yourself. You know, the government's God. Everybody else is trash. Everybody else is filth. Now, I know most police are not like this, but the system's trying to twist them. So I want to get Holland Van den Nieuwenhoff's take, because he was on a lot up to the election saying, look, they're going to stage stuff. They're going to blame it on us. They're going to provocateur it. And then you get Anderson Cooper's green screen, his nose disappearing. I mean, are they doing that on purpose to make us focus on that, knowing the public's not that awake and will think we're kooks? Multiple men who were police from another jurisdiction caught by police, then the media said it didn't exist. They didn't say, hey, they were cops. Later it's come out in court. It's, no, that didn't happen. You didn't see that. See, it's the evidence of the cover-up, the scripting, the way they jumped on it within 5 minutes, literally, with tweets. That's how they caught them setting up Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He's a horrible globalist, but he was being set up by Sarkozy. Still failed. The socialists still got back in. It just wasn't Kahn. Two different brands of the New World Order stabbing each other in the back. Separation of powers. That's one thing that holds back the globalists throughout history, is they're always stabbing each other in the back. Holds back tyrants. The modern version globalist was that the official Twitter of Sarkozy got time zones off and tweeted a good 30 minutes before the police were even called, before he'd even left the hotel, that he had raped a woman and that he had been arrested. That's like publishing in a whole bunch of other time zone, you know, Australia, New Zealand, and one other Asian country, that Lee Harvey Oswald had killed JFK before he was even arrested and his name was even broadcast. They got the time zones off. Just like they announced Building 7 had just blown up and collapsed, and CNN's going, it's not, hadn't collapsed. Well, Reuters says it has. They got the scripting off. And then two BBCs said the same thing. You see, and it's not, people say, oh, are you saying Aaron Brown was in on it? No, he lived in New York. He went, but it appears to still be there. But it fell in its own footprint from the fires. There it is. Okay. And then other networks, and I said it was probably Reuters, because I knew they're the highest level globalist internal propaganda feed. I said that on record. Turned out it was Reuters. BBC had to admit it. First, they said it wasn't real footage, that we'd faked it. See, we've got them, ladies and gentlemen. We have them now. Okay? And if we just expose them, it's over. But we're entering the main danger quadrant right now. Now, he may disagree with me, so, and I want his take on Sandy Hook, on the Aurora. That's totally staged. So I haven't heard his take on this yet. I haven't heard him on local radio in about a month, as I've been too busy. And I want to get his take on this new guy. I'm going to try to shut up and give him the floor for about 15, 20 minutes. Then I promise we'll go to your calls. Holland van den Nieuwenhof, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much for having me on again, Alex. It's a pleasure.
What do you think of that rant you just heard? Your points on it? What do you think is going on right now?
I think you're making very good points. What you pointed out in your video release on the green screen of Anderson Cooper is the fact that CNN is actively engaged in a propaganda campaign revolving around the Sandy Hook massacre to fulfill a gun control agenda. And as you pointed out, CNN has time and time again over the past two decades been heavily involved in the deep state agenda, being the propaganda arm of the Pentagon and the national security state, and whatever the political agenda that needs to be fulfilled during the current administration. Of course, we're seeing under the current pretender and thief President Obama a mere continuation of the policies of President Bush, expansion of the war on terror, and at the same time, he's asking us, the American people, to disarm ourselves at the very same time that they are taking the drone technology that they've already used overseas to kill hundreds of children, and they're importing it, they're bringing it here to this country, and they're using it currently in the hunt for the LAPD cop killer, the supposed cop killer, Christopher Dorner. So we're seeing if this event in California is not contrived, and I'm reserving judgment on that, perhaps could be legitimate outpouring of rage at a man's life destroyed by a corrupt system. And if so, we're seeing how a legitimate threat to the system, they see this lone individual who has just the right amount of training to be a threat to their control system. You see the panic mode they go into, protective details, dozens, shooting up passersby who happen to drive by the wrong house at the wrong time.
Who aren't even in trucks, and a white guy, they pull over, let him go, and then shoot him up.
Exactly. And this is not professional behavior. This is panic-driven behavior. Police officers are used to having the tactical advantage in numbers and equipment. And oftentimes when you see them at a disadvantage, just like the overconfident person in an earthquake who loses his bearing because all of a sudden his size has no standing on his survival status, they completely go to pieces. You see the police seeing that their supposed advantages are no more, and they simply go to pieces. We saw it after Katrina. We saw it at Waco when the ATF were, you know, basically got they got beaten in the first firefight by a bunch of children and old men, even though they had the tactical advantage and the firepower. But they came up against some resistance they weren't expecting. They went completely to pieces.
You know, I think you've gone to the heart of it. I want to talk about that first when we come back. This should, everybody, Al Sharpton says, we got drones, we're taking your guns, the government owns you. The globalists couldn't hold Baghdad. If you're willing to fight, I don't care how many robots, how much crud you've got, unless you nerve gas everybody, you're going to lose. And if they start this civil war, it is going to wipe out the police and military, period. But I don't want that to happen because the globalists plan on that happening.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be a fool to see it not happening. We see the potential of it fulfilling right now. Just imagine if a couple dozen Christopher Dorners were on the loose in one state pulling off such havoc. I mean, you would see a complete collapse, instant martial law.
And then that won't matter because they'll all, well, they're going to go to redoubts. They're going to go dig in when all this happens. And then that's going to just let the economy fall apart until they get citizens to rat people out. Listen, it's a trap. None of us want to do this, but I'm telling you, they're all talking about civil war. The media is hyping him, kind of going, ooh, civil war, yeah, let's kill some cops. The last thing you want to do, folks, is kill cops.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows was the good guy's law.
But that's not really true. The war never started. The globalists were able to take over because nobody saw what they were doing. They did it incrementally. But now as you get down to the end game, people are really waking up. Look at this article up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. School board wants to take copyrights away from students and teachers. Yeah, that's the new corporate global governance, where they're saying that the UN will enforce where you can't even use words without paying a tax. Now with voice recognition, they're going to do it. And then when you write something or teachers write something, you don't own it. The government does. And that's how they actually spy on you. See, computers sound great in schools, but then everything you're writing is being read by the feds. It all goes into a database, and they say they have computer programs that check it for plagiarism. I mean, it's just a nightmare world they're building because none of us think about infrastructure. We just put up with whatever they roll out to us. Going back to our guest, Holland Vanden Nieuwenhoff, syndicated talk show host, documentary filmmaker. Okay, Holland, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Bottom line, now hundreds of millions more bullets they're buying, 1.6 plus billion checkpoints, highway checkpoints, TSA checkpoints in Austin now. I mean, it's just it's accelerating, but it shows how it's a paper tiger. Because if we ever resist it, it's all over. But they're going to stage stuff and blame it on us to get the hearts and minds. That's their ace in the hole. That's why we've got to expose. They're the ones behind so much of this. But what do you make of them now in CBS News and others hyping this guy like a hero, going, well, it is wrong. And I guess it is good to shoot a, you know, shoot somebody's daughter to get back at their dad. I mean, what do you make of that psyop now? I guess that leftist terrorism, because he's a gun grabber, this is something good?
Yeah, it's very tempting to have some sympathy for the suspect in this case. And frankly, his case does seem like it needs to be examined. But his actions in slaying innocent people, the daughter of a police officer and her fiancé, that has no moral value. I have no sympathy for that at all. And let me clarify my position, what I was referring to earlier. I do not want to engage in a shooting war with my fellow Americans in this country. I think that would be the absolute worst case scenario. If it does come down to that, I'm pretty sure what the outcome is going to be. But if that does happen, there's going to be traumatized generations that it's going to take a long time to get over. It's not going to be good. And I don't want that. Violence is not what we are striving for. And if we win the information war that we're all engaged in right now, we don't have to go to violence. We don't have to use violence in self-defense because we win the information war. We bring the people over to our side. They see the falsity of the system being erected in front of them, and they reject it. So we are not even close to that. We're still in the first phase of resistance right now, which is the ideological war, and what you have termed and basically owned as the information war.
Well, all I did was look at what the enemy did, saying that 90% of Pentagon operations were info war, and I took their term and turned it around to try to restore the republic. How do you see things going for the globalists right now? I mean, I see them carrying out their global takeover, but it's not happening in a vacuum, and people are way more awake than they thought we would be, and their own internal white papers admit this.
Yes, they're not keeping up with the curve, the learning curve that the people are engaged in the information war. We are waking up. We are learning. The human brain is talking to itself like no other time in recorded history, learning things about itself, learning things about what is going on, learning things about our respective systems that we live under. See, seeing the similarities, say, hey, my system's corrupt too. Your system is corrupt. What are we doing here? Let's come up with something else. Let's come up with something that works. So that's happening. We are talking, having that dialogue, that discussion. And they are behind. We are winning in this because we see the desperation, the very fact that they are engaging in atrocity at Sandy Hook, at Tucson, and other places tells you that they are desperate. These are the actions of basically a serial murdering system. When pushed to extremes, when stressed, will lash out and seek blood.
To teach us to love them so they can play the part of the hero.
Exactly, exactly. And something about this Dorner case is it reminds me of the like the so-called sympathy being droned out by the media. Like I said, it's very tempting to be sympathetic to the man, and part of me is. But I have no sympathy for his value in slaying and taking innocent life. But it reminds me of in the 1960s and 70s, actually, when Marxist groups were actually advocating shooting cops on the street in order to make cops more antagonistic towards the citizenry and therefore creating a cultural divide between the police and the citizenry. So this could be a divide and conquer attack.
You're right. I've forgotten about that. That's why going back about 5-6 years, I would get more angry at the police, not realizing it was a globalist tactic, having them act like goons to create the divide of us against them, when instead we need to be engaging them and waking them up and getting them back to American standards. Let's talk about how to defeat this and what you see on the radar screen and phone calls with Holland van den Nieuwenhoff. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have a discount at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I want to start going to your phone calls here in a few minutes. They'll be all over the map, but that's fine. Our guests can speak to it all. 800-259-9231. Holland van den Nieuwenhoff, filmmaker, talk show host, former Marine rifle squad leader. Looking at this, they've tried to create a militarized culture with the police where the public is seen as the enemy, but it's now public. The CIA brings in most of the drugs with the big banks. It's now public. The government runs Al-Qaeda. It's now public, but not known by the general public. It's admitted, but not known. But with the intelligentsia, it is. And so they have real trouble coming out and attacking myself and others, talking about false flags now, as they try to flip the script onto gun owners, veterans, and the rest of us. Do you see any scenario where Chris Dorner, who says he reportedly loves Obama, loves Piers Morgan, and people hate the police so much in Southern California, and a lot of them are pretty bad out there. I've actually met some pretty nice ones, too, that they're saying, yeah, let's kill more cops. I'm seeing this all over Facebook, Twitter, and it's being left up. I mean, we posted a video about 3D printable gun cartridges or gun magazines, clips, whatever you want to call them, and you know, YouTube's removing that. Doesn't even really show how to make it. If I make fun of some globalist professor, they remove my video. But people can be up there saying, let's kill cops, and nothing happens. And again, they want to get black versus white, old versus young. I've got some clips of that coming up in a moment. But never American people against globalists. Or, hey, why does my tax money go to foreign banks? So I see it as desperate divide and conquer. And they want to get a shooting war started somehow, I guess, to forever get the police to see the public as an enemy. But I think fundamentally, even though the globalists have a lot of good tacticians in people, they think as they're being landed in helicopters and things on Air Force One, that they're going to be able to negotiate this and win this. I really see them doing what Hitler and others did, you know, turning east into Russia or biting off, you know, more than they can chew, or, you know, the Romans getting run out of northern England by the Scots and then building that wall there. I mean, I really see them miscalculating, but I don't want the miscalculation to happen. But then if they do go ahead and start the Civil War, that'll be the quickest way to bring it to its end. But what are points you want to make on that rant and other points we haven't gotten to yet?
Well, looking at the actions that this government is undertaking, the purchasing of tremendous amounts of firearms and ammunition, of police state technology, one could only conclude that they are indeed preparing for civil unrest. They're not buying billions of rounds of ammunition to fight Al-Qaeda here in the United States. That is not happening. Who are they preparing for? Well, the other enemy is the American people. Now, they know that trying to forcibly disarm the American people would provoke violence. They have probably calculated that that cannot be ruled out. Therefore, they are betting on it. And oftentimes when in a bad situation, it's better just to put your foot on the gas and drive it towards its ultimate culmination point. And so they know it's going to get violent. So they are doubling down on dealing with the violence. The fact is that the American people must be disarmed for this control grid to advance to the next stage. Because right now we're starting to grumble. We're starting to grumble and we're still armed. We're also grumbling because this government is also telling us that we should disarm ourselves. So the confrontation may come, and they know it, so they're going to do it on their terms.
That's right. They're going to strike first.
Exactly. They know it's going to come, so they're not going to wait for a random chance to throw their calculations off.
Where we have a real Lexington or Concord, and they're clearly in the wrong, they want to strike first, but frame it like they didn't strike first.
Yes, they said this time and time again. When Karl Rove boasted to the media about creating reality, he was talking about staging events and therefore altering the course of events after that. Therefore, you create reality. This is what they teach each other, staging events to create reality. They know this is going to happen, so they will stage something. They've staged everything else thus far with the gun control agenda in mind. Sandy Hook was scripted. Tucson was certainly scripted. Fast and Furious was run by the same
office.
That's
right. You instantly see the scripting. People ask how we know and how we get proven right over and over again. You instantly see the scripting.
Yes. In Tucson, when that happened, the first piece of news was the sheriff saying this was because of the political atmosphere. I didn't even know who was dead yet. And then we see at Sandy Hook, when I turned on the news, the first thing I heard was a police spokesman saying this was the result of access to firearms. I don't even know what's going on yet, how many people are dead or what's going on, but they're telling me why this occurred. You see the script running concurrently with the event unfolding. That tells you that script is laying on someone's desk, ready to be read.
Well, humanity doesn't awaken until we're under pressure. People are adapting. They are improvising. And the globalists should look at the mass of zombies and think we're all weak. There's a large percentage of us that are not zombies. And just because you've neutralized most of the public into mindless, gibbering idiots, you know, arrested development morons, doesn't mean you've gotten a lot of us. I mean, they need to understand that.
Exactly, exactly. A lot of us are awake. I mean, it's almost scary how many people are awake, Alex. When We Are Change Oklahoma goes out onto the highway and holds a Google Building 7 banner across the highway during high traffic times, I'm not exaggerating. Fully 10% of the cars are honking in support. Probably half the truckers. Now, a lot of people are awake and they're not advertising it. They're not, you know, talking. They know what's going on, but they just choose not to engage. And frankly, I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. But they are awake. They know what's going on.
Now, that's a giant mass of hidden force.
Exactly. And if something comes down the pike that perhaps this massive force finds a bit objectionable, they may just, and if we can convince them, affect a critical mass. You know what's going on. It's time for you right now, in this day and moment, right now, to draw a line in the sand. Make your stand and say no more. You're going to compromise me out of my destiny my entire life, but at this point, I'm going to say no, because once we cross this line, there is no going back, and my children will never experience the freedom that I did growing up in this country that we were told.
And by the way, I've said I'm not turning my guns in and my line in the sand is there. It is good and human and fundamental to commit to something and stop being afraid, ladies and gentlemen. They're already soft killing us, creeping around, turning up the ambient manipulation. We need to just accelerate this. Not the physical end. They're going to do that. We need to accelerate the info war now, every day, before this war kicks off. We've got to use the info war.
Exactly. And this is a process. We make our stand every day with the choices we make. Once you wake up, you start making choices with what you're going to do with your day, where you're going to spend your money, what you're going to do with your energy, if you're going to spend 4 hours watching TV, if you're going to disengage from those matrix. Those are little stands we make every day, every month in the information war that we
are
fighting.
And they know we're pulling away from them. That's why they're desperate to get us to come back, and it's not happening.
And as we make these stands, make these decisions, that will give us the strength and the character that when the decision becomes more dire, more consequences, we've already made these decisions before. We paid little prices before, and we were proud of our decisions before. Now we're being given a bigger choice. Are we going to make a stand here? Yes, we are, because we've already been through this process. We're evolving. We're trying to fight back, and we're going to say no. I am not going to go quietly into the night. I am not going to turn in my firearms for better or worse. That is not going to happen.
That's right. And notice they've now backed off, and Obama's out with guns, and Morgan's out with guns, Piers Morgan. They're like, we never wanted your guns. As soon as they lose an offense, they pull back and say, there was never a fight, because they don't want us getting together and massing ourselves. They don't want us forming organizations. They want us, and of course, that's a military tactic as well.
They don't want to give us any kind of even ideological victory. For example, in California after 1990, when President Bush Sr. outlawed assault rifles in that state, there was a massive non-compliance. People were not turning in firearms. That was not in the news, because that would tell you that there people were not complying with the law. It was like 99% people were not turning in their firearms. That's just not going to happen. They're not going to grant us these ideological victories in the mainstream media.
Say we're going to have an opt-out week, they just turn the body scanners off. They're
exactly.
Not going to let us know we have power.
Exactly. But we can see beyond that, because we're not paying attention to their mainstream propaganda. See, we are fighting the fight. We're not the bystanders, the mainstream audience watching TV. We are fighting the fight. We see
Once you realize they're cold-blooded lying enemies, you know, just like that big gun shop owner listened to Morgan and he lied to him about everything. And the guy just said, I can't believe he lied like that. You kept your word that if I let you go in there, you'd be polite. I said, I didn't want to, but I kept my word. And people say, well, why were you nice? Because I gave somebody my word. My point is that you need to understand, folks, they're not well-meaning liberals. These are not liberals. These are cold-blooded people using psychological tactics, anthropology, and sociology tactics, who see you as an animal or as a tribe they're observing. That's how they describe us. And we don't. We're observing you too. You know, you little chicken necks. This is a bunch of professors and technocrats who hate real men, hate families. That's why they're a bunch of weaklings. I'm telling you, folks, it's an army of nerds running this thing. Okay, I don't mean there's a lot of nice nerds too, but I mean it's an army of sycophantic nerds running this who literally think we're like a bunch of villagers they're watching from a spaceship. I got news for you. You're not God. Okay, and we know what you've done, you little turkeys. We're coming after you.
Yeah, it's herd management. That's how they consider it. They cull the herd from time to time so they can reap its wealth. But the herd is becoming sentient. We got internet now, and we're realizing that we have herd masters, and we're breaking away. We're breaking down the fences. We don't care what you say or do anymore. We don't even want to fight you. We just want to get off the reservation, no longer be under your control. We're not looking for a fight here. If you just want to give up your control system, that's fine. That's not going to happen. History dictates it won't. But hopefully you will wake up too. I mean, we need to engage the enemy also, talk to them. And I'm not just talking about police officers. I talk to police officers all the time. And frankly, most of them are some of the most upstanding human beings I've ever met in my life. But there's a good number of them out there who are corrupt. And the other police officers, they're in a paramilitary organization. They're used to following orders. They will tolerate that stuff in order to further their own careers and their own security and that of their families. It is good people tolerating evil within their ranks. We need to engage the police. We need to engage those who are trying to control us. We don't need to do this. These are old ideals of managing the human herd, culling it. We can come up with better solutions. Their system is obsolete, and their resort to violence is indicative of the fact that their system is obsolete.
You're right. The reason they're panicking and in an arms race against us is they're losing the info war, folks. They're losing on every front because their own minions have now figured out, wait, I'm in the crosshairs of this too.
Yeah, and we need to ascertain the nature of the threat against us. Like you said, Alex, we need to know we're not just facing liberals who hate America. That's not just what we're facing. We're facing a funded propaganda arm called the media, CNN. That is part of the Pentagon and the national security state. They've been owned since the first Gulf War.
Yeah, that's not hippies. That's the foreign banks that run our government.
Yeah, it's not hippies who hate America. I mean, they're the tools, but the guys pulling the trigger, they wear suits, and they don't go to potluck suppers. They eat at five-star hotels.
Absolutely, and they're all eugenicists. It's incredible. I want to play a clip here, because in the divide and conquer, I knew they'd try to put Obama in to create racial division. Bring Obama in the name of unity, so a bunch of white people vote for him. Again, not that McCain was good either, total globalist. The fact is, it's staged, it's rigged, the whole thing. And then, now, I've never seen it without even trying to look for it. I mean, it is the most fashionable thing to say whites are dumb, whites are stupid, whites are ugly, whites are pathetic, the white men can't jump thing, but times 100, to make whites not like black people. I mean, see, black front men like Jamie Foxx are out there not knowing why they're encouraged to do all this by the system. Believe me, folks, that's all vetted and scripted. They think it's all part of a big joke. It's meant to create division, and I want to play this clip and then ask you why they want that division. Then we're going to go to another clip, and then phone calls for Corbyn and others that are holding. Let's go to this clip of Jamie Foxx, Chris Rock, and others. Here it is.
Django Unchained, I play a slave. How black is that? And in the movie, I have to wear chains. How whack is that? But don't be worried about it, because I get out the chains, I get free, I save my wife, and I kill all the white people in the movie. How great is that? And how black is that?
I am just here to support the President of the United States. President of the United States is, our boss. But he's also, the president and the first lady are kind of like the mom and the dad of the country. And when your dad says something, you listen. And when you don't, it usually bites you in the ass later on.
Black people are the most talented people in the world. I can't explain it. You can't sit in this room and not watch Gladys Knight sing and go like, golly, what in the world?
Now, what if David Duke got up and said white people are the most talented people in the world? Well, he does. But the issue here is, this is a major psyop, folks, because it's everywhere. Where you don't like big government, won't turn your guns in, you're a racist. So stuff that isn't racist is called racist, and things that are racist are pushed. And again, it's meant to create some type of bizarre clash. Holland van den Nieuwenhoff, what is your take on this psyop? What do you think they're trying to do?
Well, it's definitely divide and conquer, and this kind of sentiment that Jamie Foxx and Chris Rock are subjecting us to, it's infantile. This is not, we don't play with building blocks anymore. We're in the adult world, and adults don't view things in terms of racial matters. I don't view my interactions with society in terms of racial politics.
No, it's about ideas and what people stand for.
Yeah, and I'm racially indistinct, so I really have no dog in the hunt. But these are all just—it's infantile. It's divide and conquer. And frankly, I don't. Are people really buying this black and white divide anymore? I mean, it just seems so outdated, but I guess it is working because that's what the media is pushing. And we see it time and time again. People are falling for it. And we see a lot of people right now under President Obama. We saw this under President Bush. For 8 years under President Bush, liberals were my best friends in the world because I was talking smack on the Bush administration. So were they. As soon as President Obama became president, we were stabbed in the back several times. We were sabotaged and so forth by our erstwhile friends. Now we're seeing a pendulum swing. Now we're seeing a lot of Republican so-called right-wingers talking about revolution and, wow, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and so forth. Well, they were completely silent for 8 years. So
exactly. It isn't about Republican-Democrat identity politics or black or white. But see, even though we're not into identity politics, it's real because they've gotten the illegals and then other Hispanic supporters to say, get rid of the borders, or you're racist against Hispanics. And I'm like, what, pay for everybody's babies and go bankrupt? And then the illegals vote to take my guns? You see, so they force you into, because even if you don't want to operate at that level, a lot of these groups are operating as an identity group.
Yeah, I don't want to be talking about race, but apparently I have to in the 21st century still.
Well, that's the plan. It's total. Instead of talking about the globalist, I want to go out to break with this clip and come back with calls. Here's a clip of Al Sharpton going, hey, don't worry about the Second Amendment. We got drones. Here it is.
I mean, if you look at the Second Amendment, it was that you would have militia to protect yourself in case the government came and attacked citizens. First of all, if the government were to come to disarm you, you would not be able to use an automatic weapon to defend yourself. Let's be serious. We're in a world of drones now. So the Second Amendment would not help you in that area.
That's enough. Everybody's laughing. And I get this when I'm on socialist globalist shows. They go, we got the drones. Because they know it's about power. Really, you got the drones with Dorner. How's that helping you out there in Southern California?
They have them in Afghanistan also, and that's not working so well for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's all just a bunch of crud, okay? The will to kill is what it's all about. I don't even need weapons, and I can kill people all day long, and so can anybody else. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunzelmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can get the film that was written and researched and produced in part by Holland van den Neuenhoff and Obel Lai, Oklahoma City, 1995, to understand this has got police officers that were threatened with murder by the FBI if they exposed the bombs in the building. I mean, it's an unbelievable film. InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we take the money when you buy books, videos, T-shirts, you name it, put it back into the news organization, back into doing more. We're having the $115,000 film contest, our biggest contest ever. Go to InfoWars.com/contest to find out. You still got 2.5 months to finish the short film, long film, whatever you want, to win the $100,000. Second place gets $10,000, third place $5,000. But the real thing is that top group of people. We're going to interview you and talk to you about coming to work at InfoWars with films I produce, an army, because film is one of the most effective weapons we've got. And so we're just going 110% here. This is personal for us. Once you realize you got a bunch of crazy killers running stuff and you're risking your life to fight them, you got to go 110%. So be part of Operation Paul Revere at InfoWars.com/contest and buy the books, the videos, the materials, the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to support us and spread the word about the broadcast and our local M&M affiliates. Corbin in West Virginia, What a Trooper Holding. Sorry about that. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good. God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm an RN here in West Virginia, and I just want to bring up some mental health issues and the uses of the SSRIs, the MAOIs, and the TIOAs. I work here at this hospital. I'm not going to name it because of all the laws and regulations that I'm supposed to uphold. But I work in this hospital, and we feed these kids these drugs daily. And they're very violent. I'm going to say that I'm working on one of the violent levels of this hospital. Most of them are 13 and 14 years old, Alex. I asked the doctor the other day, because I'm really getting sick of taking care of these kids, I said, what is the scope of treatment here, actually? Because I see nothing being done. They say, we're trying to make them feel remorse for the things that they've done. And like I said, I'm not going to name some things, but I want you just to imagine the worst psycho killer movie you could imagine. And that's what these kids
A 13-year-old slitting their 3-year-old sister's throat.
Yes, sir. I mean, and it gets, you know, rape and everything else. Just the things I've heard and how well thought out it is. I said, what is the scope of treatment here, doctor? And he said, well, we're trying to make them feel remorse. Well, I start talking to these kids, Alex. I do my own thing because, like I said, I'm a nurse. I'm supposed to be looking out for their health as well. Well, I ask them, I say, how do you feel on these medications? What does it make you do? Is it working for you? They all tell me the same thing. No, it's worse. I say, well, what happens? What's your signs and symptoms? Well, I had this one kid the other day tell me that for the past 3 years, he's had the same dream of this same girl that lives on his street. Well, here's the thing, Alex. As a juvenile in the state of West Virginia, your papers are not to be reviewed or brought to in a court of law against you.
So you can't tell people that when he gets out, he's planning to go stab this girl.
That's exactly, Alex, what I'm saying. Here's the thing. When he turns 18, we have to release him that day, and then we have to wait until he commits a crime to bring him back in.
And again, they grab these kids when they're bad in school, when they're 8, put them on psychotropics, and then they become demons with the video games, the culture. If you believe in spiritualism, it's basically a drug that allows demons to take control of your mind. Regardless, it's causing them to kill. Let's get Holland's take on this. We're going to do 30 minutes of overdrive, maybe an hour overdrive. This is so important. Can you stay with us, Holland?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I want to keep going to calls. We're going to, and stay there, Corbin. I'm going to bring you back after the break, but a quick comment on what he just said.
Well, yeah, the system is self-sustaining. We see the drugs being used to turn our children into psychopathic killers and then are not being treated, and they go on to commit crimes, thus justifying everything that's being inflicted upon us.
And their answer from Sandy Hook and this is more mental health, more kids on drugs, which will cause more of the mass shooting, and then more mental health, more drugs. But
exactly. It's Brave New World 1984. They're playing out the script.
Unbelievable. And it says on the insert makes you do this. It's not a conspiracy theory. All right, fourth hour, transmission continues, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.